Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of Hip Hop Baby's album review.
Yes, Sirski.
Your host, Dead Lee. You know, I got my boy Ray with me, as always. Mm-hmm. We finna get into this Utopia, Travis Scott. Been a while. Last project came out what year?
2018? Yeah, 5 years.
What a time to be alive, man. That was a really good album. This is a direct follow-up to Astroworld, somewhat delayed because of incidents, which we will not mention. So this is our first Travis Scott review that we've done on this channel. Didn't get a chance to talk about Astroworld. I wanted to ask you real quick before we got into it, if you had a favorite Trav project that you maybe wanted to talk about for a second, so people have a basis of where we stand.
My favorite Travis Scott project is Rodeo. I like the build-up for that album, especially when he dropped Days Before Rodeo as a mixtape. I was slapping that project. So then when he dropped Rodeo, pretty much like that blew my expectations out the water. I was not expecting all that from a Travis Scott project. Antidote and everything blew up, and that was a moment. So like, that's my favorite project so far from him. And what was yours?
It's tough to say, but I beat Birds in the Trap. Same with Nightmare. Yeah, you can throw digs at me, man, but you know what, man? I came in as a Travis Scott fan around that time. So even though I wasn't there for Antidote when it was popping, I kind of slept on it. I was like, what is this, bro? You know, but Birds in the Trap came out. I did go back to Rodeo. I did go back to Days Before Rodeo. I like both of those projects a lot. But Birds in the Trap, he's got a special place in my heart, man, with his like Pick Up the Phone. That shit's still nuts, bro. So, you know, he's got some tracks on there. There's obviously some misses on there. I think that the vibes on that project are just sensational. It's hard to replicate. You know, when you're popping like that, you just can't miss on nothing. You know, that was a really, really good project. And I know that a lot of people who were his fans before, like you, did not really like that project that much. But so he had a special place in my heart. Regardless, even if it is considered one of his weaker albums.
I mean, but that's saying something because I'm saying that's his weaker album, right? But that's still a good album. You know, don't get it twisted. He's dropped consistently good projects. You know, going into this one, it seems like we'd be both excited, right? Leading up to this, he dropped Mafia and Escape Plan. I love Mafia. I damn near think Mafia should be on this track list. Then all that stuff happened and delayed this album, and now we got it. It was crazy to see. It was a experience, everyone talking about it, everyone talking about the features, because he didn't have the features listed at first. It was crazy to experience because it hasn't been like that in a minute. It's been pretty dry. Or is that just me?
It's been a little dry. Obviously, when Travis does that, where he hides the features, it's cool on the first listen, bro. It's exciting. It leads to excitement and surprise that you don't typically get a lot of times because you don't have these chances to get all these mainstream figures together on one thing. And some non necessarily mainstream figures that are, you know, up and coming that we love. So let's dive into it. Let's get into Modern Jam first. We are talking about our boy Tizo Touchdown, but he's dropping an album very soon, so make sure y'all go check that out. He was on Modern Jam. He was killing it on there, man. Holy crud, man. Modern Jam, I don't know if I really liked it on the first listen because it's kind of a mellow beat that just is repetitive.
The beat is wonky. It's like, it is wonky. Especially the rhythm that he starts off with when he's flowing and rapping.
It definitely showcases early on Travis's unique flow that he puts on here. He definitely shows he is a very good rapper on this project. I don't think that can be disputed at all. Just the flow, mixing it with Tizo's own verse, whatever he does, man, is crazy. The fact that they were both able to fit on that track together.
Well, Tizo, yeah, he just came out the gates swinging with the vocals. I know you lying, out of sight and out of mind. Keep saying that, and the vocals are just over the top, you know, because we didn't have the features, right? So I'm thinking, what is this? Who is this? I thought it was a Queen sample or something. It had that old school vocalist vibe to it. And then when Tizo started doing his certain things that let me know it was him, I'm like, okay, that's Tizo. Great to see, because Tizo's been getting a lot of love from big artists. It's dope to see him getting a moment to shine. He did on this. He was my favorite feature because it shocked me so much. I was like, what is this? Who is this?
He was the only one for the first six songs, right? Yeah, he gets a lot more heavy. Let's not talk about, you know, Thank God, right?
He didn't show Casey no love.
He definitely had a moment to shine in the beginning. He got a lot of Travis Scott, but he wasn't like boring me with anything he was doing because he was doing so many different things in the beginning. The Modern Jam, My Eyes, where he does his best Frank Ocean impression. Hyena was different too.
So yeah, Hyena was a dope intro.
What would you like better the most?
I like the like how he started out with the vocalist
situation.
Yeah that like dark rumbling undertone, like he's about to get into something different, something you're not supposed to be listening to. Like, what is this? What's going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're about to be going on a crazy ride. I mean, he wasn't spitting or anything on it. We're back to the more, I wouldn't say experimental Travis Scott. He worked on a lot of production on this album, it says, and you could see that. It has his sound on here. I'm not trying to say Astroworld and Birds in the Trap didn't have his sound, but Hip Hop by the Numbers showed the statistics, and those albums had some of the least amount of production from him. I'm not going to say he does all the beats, obviously.
Go back to his early mixtapes, right? He's got a lot of his own production on those ones. And this one, the production can be compared to those projects than his other commercially successful projects to this point. So I feel like this is kind of Travis Scott like coming out of his shell. And, you know, it was a very noisy track. Drums in your face, harsh instrumentals in the background. You're talking about like the vocal effects with the echoing and stuff. The expectation of this album going into it, the Utopia title, and then starting off with that kind of sound, I feel like sets a certain tone.
It does. Thank God right after, you know, a lot of people say, especially after the Astrofest debacle, that he's satanic. He touches on that later on this album saying like, people think I'm satanic, but I keep a reverend on me. You would think, you know, a song called Thank God, he'd be thanking God, you know, all throughout the song. He switched up topics, but at the end of the day, that groovy hook and KC on the vocals, I like that track. Throughout the album, the pacing on this album is on point. The thing that kind of threw off the pacing for me was Del Resto, one with Beyonce. And even though I liked that track, you know, it felt more like a Beyonce track with Travis on it. That was the one feature that took over.
I can definitely feel that. But I did really like that track. I just, for the pacing, it definitely wasn't the moment. You could say before that with Meltdown, I think that that also was like a big detractor from this album as well. As far as like the sound of the song, I felt like it detracted because it was all about what Drake was doing. You know, Drake came on there. He talked about his shit. He talked about his beef with multiple people on this. He talked about Pusha T.
Pusha T, Pharrell.
Melting down Pharrell's chain. You know, he don't care about all that heritage and shit. He's talking about buying people's chains and stuff for like a long time too. He has been plotting this. He is such a demon, bro. That's super villain behavior, bro.
He was flexing that he bought Tupac's ring or something that he had wore, and he was basically using that to promote the song like when it dropped. And it's like, are you gonna melt that down? Hey, that was a dark track for Drake.
Then he was talking about how Kodak was beefing with some gang up in Canada. He was gonna be out there with them, bro. Bro, what, bro? Sniper gang got beef with Drake squad, bro. This is crazy, bro. But it detracted from the album. I'm like, I'm out of the album now. It didn't really add anything to it.
It did, because when they link up together, right, whether it was Pussy and Millions, I mean, obviously Sicko Mode, that was cool to see Drake get over one of Benny X beat. I'm working on dying. Yeah, that was tight. I like how he kind of worked that in there. To hear him get into like a dark villain mode was cool to see. And then Travis came on, the beat switch as usual with them. Now, the only thing is, I think he should have got another verse when the beat switched, but I was cool with just hearing Travis too. Apparently, I'm the Drake hater, so I know that might be surprising to hear, but he did his thing. I would like to hear him rap over more beats like that. I ain't gonna lie. So that was cool to see.
Because we were talking about the flow of the album, right?
Yeah,
It kind of broke it up. It like took me out of it after Sirens. And then right after that, we pick it right back up though with Fiend. And you got Playboy on there. That was what I was looking forward to for sure. I was like, Travis and Playboy, man. After Playboy, Cardi dropped Whole Lot Red, I'm like, you know, I really want to see this. To our surprise, he did something completely different. He didn't even do nothing like he did on Whole Lot Red. A little bit. He's still a vampire king, right?
The deep voice, right?
Dropped an octave, man. He didn't sound like a little baby Cardi anymore, bro.
One thing about Cardi, we know every project after people copy him for years because he takes so long to drop that people catch on, he's going to try to change it up because people have to then catch on to what he's doing next. And maybe that deep flow will be his new thing. It was dope to hear him do something different. I think he did a good job on this. Cardi, I'm not expecting him to come on like Tupac and give me some deep and thoughtful bars, but at least he gave me a new flow. He gave me something to look forward to for his next project.
He brought a little swag to the track. Cardi is a character, bro. So he's always somebody to look out for on an album. So it was really good to see him on here. Beyonce did a great job on Del Resto. I thought Del Resto was a good track. Maybe could have been put more towards the end. Maybe that would have helped it towards the outro. Because I thought that Till Further Notice and Telekinesis are on kind of the same vibe as Del Resto. And if you maybe paired those together, maybe it would have completed the way that the album flowed. But
I'm going to throw it on there. You give Beyonce to do a feature, you're not gonna throw that away. It could have had more of a Travis vibe. It felt like Beyonce totally took over that track. I could see that being on Renaissance. You know, someone who was listening to Renaissance, were you guys doing this for Renaissance and you decided to put it on your album? Or maybe the Lion King album just didn't give me, you know, Travis vibe. You know, you're saying Meltdown took away from the vibe. I feel like Meltdown fit more.
I know, probably the best solo Travis Scott.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
On this whole thing.
I feel like this was a good solo Travis Scott track. You know, a lot of people were focused on the features. Of course, on the Travis album, that's how it is. Sometimes the features bring more than Travis. Sometimes they just compliment him. And I think that was a cool track to hear because it was a slower one. Talk about basically like, I'm drunk right now. Can I still hit though? Like, what's up? You feel me? It was a cool vibe. It gave me that old school Travis vibe where he's just talking about being turnt and at the end of the day, you want some love or you want some attention, right? I think the beat on it was smooth too. The quarter after one, I'm a little drunk. I need you now. You know, that was his version of that. That was the rap version of that. You feel me? You got to keep it hood though. I know it was definitely a highlight.
We got the first 21 Savage feature on here right after Utopia Twins. I mean, I like this track, bro, but like, I don't know if I can ride with Travis on talking about twins as his favorite fetish, bro. I just thought that a little too much for me.
The hook was whatever to me. Features were dope though. Bro. Rob 49, I don't be slapping like that. I hear his tracks. I know he has a buzz. He made an impression. For sure, with the energy he brought and some of the lines. And then 21 came and everyone was talking about 21's feature and how he killed it. I thought 21 did a cool job. I wasn't like, oh my God, 21, but he did have a good verse. I thought the track was okay. This is definitely one that, you know, people might be playing, you know, turning up or something. It wasn't my fave, though.
You know what 21's going to do, bro. He's going to be like, point Glocks. We know what 21's going to give us. And then Rob 49, yeah, he did do a really good job. Had really good energy on that track. I just felt like it was like a weaker track.
It was like a palatable track on here compared to the rest of the tracks. Like, all the rest of the tracks had a mood. Gave me, like, Astro World vibes.
The way that he does the hook, right? It's just, like, not really creative. It was just kind of annoying. Queen bitches hopping on a jet ski.
Yeah, I don't know what he was thinking with that.
But what the track is about is definitely funny. If she's mad, put that bitch on a jet ski and she'll be smiling, bro. Don't worry about it. I thought it was funny, but at the same time, I was just like, nah, this is not for me. Let's go.
A little too over the top. And that's the one thing about this album. It doesn't take itself seriously. And I was worried about that, you know, because after the Astro Fest, I was worried if he was going to make multiple tracks touching on it or try to get too serious and not have fun and rage, as he says. There were some ragey moments on here. There were some somber moments. He showed his versatility. He showed his range. Getting all the features he did and putting them all together like he does is something special. You know, we've seen someone like DJ Khaled.
West Saigon.
And these other people do that and get a bunch of features, whether it's mainstream or underground or a mix, right? And it works and sometimes it doesn't. And Travis consistently makes it work. And I was surprised because I thought more people would be negative because of everything. And it wasn't like that at all. Barely seen anyone saying, oh, this verse was hella whack. It's a positive moment for hip hop and that's needed. He got West Side Gunn on here on Lost Forever. He obviously has his ear tapped into what's going on in the hip hop scene, even though he's been gone.
I like the sample on there a lot. Very fitting to get, you know, West Side on something with like an old school sample or even something that he's accustomed to that he can... I thought it was really cool just showing love to Griselda, man. Like, that's awesome. Griselda deserves more mainstream attention. Then we had The Weeknd and Swae Lee on Circus Maximum. It was all right. Swae Lee's cool. He's like Parsley at this point. They just put him on everything. He added to the mood for sure. And then The Weeknd, he's his own little spotlight, bro. I don't think Abel can share a spotlight. So
they've collabed before and I remember Wonderful, that was a cool track. Sometimes it works. Weekend, I don't know what's up with him right now. K-pop, I wasn't feeling him on K-pop. I thought K-pop, he did even work. Circus Maximus, it was cool. K-pop was like, nah, take this dude off.
You would think that this nigga was an all-star on the Space Jam team, bro. The way this nigga's mojo got sapped after his show, bro.
The idol, bro.
He lost all his powers, bro.
Because that was not it. K-pop was bad. I know we were talking about Circus, but K-pop was bad. Like, I'm like, yo, Weeknd, like, this should be your thing. You know, that was the lead single for this album, right? So I'm thinking, oh, Weeknd, Travis, Bad Bunny over a Islandy or like, you know, Poppy beat. He sold because Bad Bunny did his job. He was cool. Travis did his thing at first. I skip it.
Well, I mean, I don't think that necessarily Bad Bunny did that great on the track either. I'm a man of many cultures. I indulge in Bad Bunny every now and then. I don't think that he did his best on there. And I don't think that him and Trav were like really mixing properly. I think that the way that they went about the track and doing the one verse, second verse, third verse was kind of too rigid of a song structure for me. And I would have liked to see Travis experiment with like how he does his song. Bad Bunny, maybe he just needs somebody different than Travis. Maybe he's not the fit.
Yeah, maybe I'm saying he did such a good job because The Weeknd was bad to me. So it's like, oh, well, they were doing a cool job. So it just makes him look better by default. I like Weeknd. So I was like, damn, especially after, you know, his recent projects. I don't know what happened with that. It felt kind of phoned in. I thought Love with Kid Cudi was tight too. I liked Kid Cudi on it. Some people were saying he ruined the song. I didn't feel that at all. It wasn't one of my faves, but I feel like when they work together, it's a cool vibe because obviously Travis Scott looks up to Kid Cudi. He let Kid Cudi do his thing on Love.
What about Schizo, bro?
With Thug? That was cool.
With Jeffrey.
The yelling sound on the second half of the track was like, damn, Yeah, that was Yeezus. I am a guy where the yelling just starts popping up. Don't have me get on my tangent with Ye. Schizo was a dope track. I liked it. Him and Young Thug, that was cool.
And then we had Telekinesis with SZA and Future. I wanted to fuck an R&B bitch and I made it happen, bro. The king of affirmations, bro.
Future, man. He was cool. SZA stole the show. Everyone's talking about that SZA verse, how she was replying to Marvin's Room by Drake. I think it's funny, you know, Scorpios with their Scorpio drama. You know, considering that he had Future on there too, he's a Scorpio, you know, all of them.
Drake's a Scorpio.
Yeah, they're all messy. I'm a Scorpio. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. You messy as fuck too, nigga. Besides that, she showed out. Said Tizo was my favorite feature. She was giving him a run for his money. It enhanced the mood.
They are a great pairing, Travis and SZA for sure. Love Galore, which is just a completely different vibe than this. And, you know, they still brought so much to the table and blended sounds with each other really well. And it worked on this one, you know? Like, everybody had their own verse. The way that their sounds meshed, I fucked with it. That was definitely one of the best tracks.
It could have been a closer, but...
Could have been.
One thing about Travis, he knows how to close the album, and he closed this one well. Till Further Notice was a good closer.
My favorite James Blake verse to date. I've been subjected to James Blake's voice recently. Rappers have been putting him in their projects. I've heard him with, you know, Metro Boomin. He really likes James Blake, so I think they work together and thought he did a really good job. He fit the vibe of the project. Definitely was more grand feeling and playing with utopia, dystopia vibe that he's got going on. He talks about how can this person or these people ever love him again after he betrayed them. Their trust. Getting a little in your face with the, you know, what he's talking about. Is it his girlfriend? Is it something else? Right? People were talking about Kylie on My Eyes with the yellowish green eyes because she has yellowish green eyes. Dude, the internet read into this album so hard.
If you were reading online, you would think this was a carbon copy of Yeezus. Ye should have been on every track. Every track was about Astro Fest or Kylie Jenner. Or something. But when you really listen to the music, it was a whole bunch of topics. Once the hype died off, they'll listen to it all the time. I'm going back to tracks. I thought maybe once the hype died down and everything settled off, I might be like, maybe I was overhyping it. Oh, it's been 5 years. Because Travis was missed. He's a unique sound in the trap game, especially mainstream. So maybe I was like, just because I haven't heard him in a minute like this. But no, this was a good project.
It is an hour and 14 minutes, but I felt like it was trimmed down better than Astroworld was. So I really like Astroworld. I think it's got a lot of good tracks on there. Some of the stuff that he was doing on there was repeatable, and he did repeat it on multiple tracks. But this one, like, he was doing for different things on each track, even if some were kind of more formulaic or annoying. But other ones, he was spicing up. He was doing stuff that he's never done before that I really liked, even if it was, you know, maybe done before by somebody else, and it sounds artistically similar to somebody else. I thought he did a good take on it. I thought him playing with the Yeezus idea was a success for him, especially because whether you think it's like Yeezus or not, let's not act like Yeezus was like well-received when he fucking first did it. This is super well-received.
Yeah, it's not Yeezus because I feel like Yeezus was one ahead of his time, and two, I saw people complaining about this album lyrically. Yeezus was damn near, or Kanye album, it was worse. You know, Travis, I've never held to a lyrical standard. With Ye, obviously 2020 hindsight, now people say Ye wasn't a lyricist. Back in the day, people was acting like Ye was like rapping really good. So he took a big drop off quality in that. So with this one, I didn't really see a big drop off in quality. I just saw Travis didn't really step up his lyrical game to me. But I wasn't looking for that anyway. Instead of him stepping up his lyrical game, I feel like he stepped up in other ways as far as songwriting. Because Astroworld was good, but this one was paced a little better, I think. It was a crazy first listen experience.
I feel like the last one, right? When I first listened to it, bro, it didn't feel like I was like in cat. I wasn't drawn in the entire time, you know? Like, there was times where I like faded out of interest. He wasn't doing different things on every single track.
Nah, let me call you out. Let's not act like you wasn't hyped as fuck for Astroworld. With this one, it wasn't necessarily about the hype, even though we waited long. It was more like, what is he going to do? Especially with the cover. I thought it was going to be a little too deep. I thought maybe he was reaching. It's dark. It's all black and it's him like falling. I don't want that from Travis Scott. He did touch on certain things, of course. And he's always done that with like Coffee Bean, Apple Pie. He's always has introspective songs. I was hoping he didn't try to get old on me and talk about being a dad and shit. He's touched on it before, but like, keep it fun. Especially after what happened, keep it fun, keep it positive. And that's what he did.
He did have Stormy cheering him on this album. Right?
She technically was the first feature. It's dope to see him growing up in a way that works for him. I didn't want him to turn to a preacher. I saw Thank God. I saw God's Country. And I was worried he was going to do a Donda. Kind of did a little bit with the experimentation and some of the sounds, because people were only focusing on Yeezus. I feel like he has some Donda on here too, but this was Travis.
There was a lot of talk about it, and there was a lot of people were acting like they were disappointed, but I don't think you'd be disappointed with this album, man. You go into it, you listen to it, everything you hear about this album is just like wild and wacky, really fun to like compare. Obviously, you got all these big names and little names. So you can like your favorite artists that are on here, and then you can find some new artists that you haven't heard before. Shit like that, man, really just adds to the quality of the album. An album being like a springboard to like different things and more conversation and more movement of the culture is always a good thing, man. So we're always going to come on here and celebrate that.
People who are checking this album, don't let people comparing you to someone else deter you from working with a sound. Everyone comparing this to Yeezus, this was Travis doing Travis. You know, I've always kind of seen him in this lane. Obviously, this album's selling well and it has a good critical reception, so it's not hurting it too much. But I know seeing someone saying like, oh man, you're basically copying this other person, even if you look up to him, that could rub you a certain way. And I hope that it doesn't bother them, because I love to see people paying homage in a way that works for them. And this fit, especially because Travis worked on Yeezus as well. So It was like an easy transition. Like we're seeing with Casey, you know, Casey has worked with a bunch of artists and people don't show him love, but he's basically helped a lot with, you know, Travis and Ye. Like he's worked with a bunch of these artists, done reference tracks and everything. You wouldn't know that. And you might think, well, Casey's just a no-name artist, but really he's been working and damn near influencing these artists to make the sounds they make. If you have a sound, you have an idea, don't let it deter you that everyone might assume that you're biting off this artist, when really that's not the case. And I think that's not the case with this album. I think it was definitely taken away from other people looking at it from a different perspective, because if you're just hearing, oh, it's a Yeezus clone, it's going to be in the back of your mind the whole time. Even with us bringing it up, that wasn't our focus, and I don't think that at all.
With hip-hop, biting is negative and it's frowned upon. Definitely lame to bite. With like sounds, genres and shit, and the way that like people fuse genres, I think there's a little bit of gray area there. Like as long as you're making it your own, people will notice. You know, I don't think that it's like a future with a designer situation where this guy's taking his direct cadences, the exact same voice, same persona. That's whack. I love that all these big artists got on here and were able to do stuff like that. You know, like you were saying with Drake getting on Meltdown, doing the super villain song, right? Like that was really cool to see.
Getting out of your comfort range a little bit, especially when you say Drake does the same shit. That was different. I think Travis is able to do that and challenge people and challenge himself. That leads to experimentation. That leads to new sounds. The reason why this year was so dry is because everyone's doing the same thing. We review these projects and sometimes, especially with mainstream albums, it's hard to get into them because it's like, this is just what I heard before. This wasn't that. Shout out to Travis for that. Shout out to everyone who worked on this, the producers, the features. You didn't give us a boring letdown of an album. We've been let down this year a few times. So
that being said, thank y'all so much for checking out this video. Make sure y'all stream this album. Still gonna tell y'all stream the artist album, don't matter how big he is. Get on here, get on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, that like button, comment down below. Thank y'all so much for checking us out, for the constant support. With that being said, peace.
Peace.